Let's see. Ah, Lorca. Garcia Lorca and Hart Crane. This is on the meeting of Garcia Lorca and Hart Crane. We know they met once in Brooklyn. Garcia Lorca had come to Columbia ostensibly to learn English, which he did not do. He had gone to the Sorbonne to learn French, which he did not do. He's one of the great geniuses of our century, but he seemed to have very little ability to learn foreign languages. Maybe if you know your own language so perfectly, it becomes difficult to try to half speak in another language. It was a very difficult year for Garcia Lorca, as his great book, Poet in New York, makes clear. For one thing, he was away from Spain, where he was an enormous celebrity. And here he was in the United States, where he was unknown. And Crane, of course, was working on the bridge and living in the apartment of the man who oversaw the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge. And he could see the bridge from his apartment. They may have met more than once, but only one meeting is really documented. The big biography, Voyager, only recounts one meeting, and the earlier biographies don't recount any. And I know a man working on Paul Mariani on a new biography, and he only knows about the one meeting. But Garcia Lorca disappeared from his rooms at Columbia shortly thereafter, so they may have seen each other again. I put some words into Crane's mind when I say that he finds Garcia Lorca curious and unable to speak the language of poetry. And what I'm referring to really is the provincial education we all had up until 20, 25, 30 years ago, which indicated that modern poetry was written in English, or it wasn't written at all.